The figures released last week showed gains of about 4,000 jobs in November and the unemployment rate falling to 7.6%, 7/10 of a point lower than a year ago. But the latest forecast from the Connecticut Center for Economic Analysis says the figures are only superficially encouraging. Director Fred Carstensen.
If you just go back a year and look at the level of people wanting to be employed in the labor force and use that as your standard, then the unemployment rate is still over 10%.
In other words, that falling unemployment rate is a reflection of people giving up on looking for work and leaving the labor force. Carstensen says if you go back further than a year and look at historical labor force participation rates, our current unemployment rate would be in the teens. We're not yet close to recovering the number of jobs we lost during the recession, and the jobs that are coming back tend to be lower skilled, lower wage, or in part-time work. Carstensen argues that Connecticut's economy is structurally weak and needs retooling at a basic level. He says that initiatives like Bioscience Connecticut, the NextGen project at UConn, and the entrepreneurial ecosystem are all intended to reframe the state's long-term competitiveness.
Those are things that, insofar as we can make them work the way they're intended to work, will fundamentally change the trajectory of the state's economy. It's going to take time for those things to really gain traction. So in the short run, we need to add some of these other elements.
The other elements he's talking about are more controversial. Carstensen would like to see the release of millions of dollars in capital projects that have been approved for state bonding but never started. He's also a proponent of allowing companies to exercise millions of dollars they have stockpiled in unused tax credits. Both would seem, in the short term, to cost the state money at a time when fiscal discipline is at a premium.
But you know, when your roof is leaking, you need to repair the roof.
The report also sounds a note of caution about the Fed's recent moves to taper its massive stimulus of the economy. The report says if quantitative easing is removed too quickly, it could end up costing Connecticut more jobs. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.